Hey, everybody. I am on the line right now with somebody that you're very familiar with over the years. I would say mostly used to being on your own, but as we've seen in the past few weeks, you've aligned yourself with a new powerful stable in Impact Wrestling. I'm talking to Rhino right now, who sided with Violent by Design in recent weeks. I hope we can talk a little bit about that. Maybe you can shed some light onto why you've joined them. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me. And yeah, we can definitely touch on that. A lot of the, you know, the decision is can't beat them, join them. So no, but I really enjoy what Eric Young is doing, and you know, it's a good fit. And it is a good fit. And I think, you know, it was time for me to follow him.
I think you made a very good point there. You were on opposite sides of the ring for a while. And mm-hmm. you didn't beat them, so you joined them. Is there anything other than that to it? Is there anything like we haven't seen yet? Because Eric has been very
vocal
about his plans that, you know, it's not going to be given to everybody right away. It's going to unfold as it goes. So is there anything?
Right. Well, there's, I mean, first and foremost, Eric Young is the leader, you know, and if you look at my career, I work best when, you know, I'm someone's heater, the term we use in wrestling, the heater, you know, Steve Corino, Edge and Christian, when I first came in WWE, you know, when I first came to Impact Wrestling in 2005, I was with Jeff Jarrett and I was his heater until the October pay-per-view Bound for Glory in 2005. Things all changed. So my whole career and I like to show up and someone's like, all right, he runs his mouth and I back him up. Not saying that Eric Young can't back his mouth up, but so that's why it's just like, yeah, I dig this. Give me the holy waters of change, Eric. I'm ready. You know, so and the fans, you know, from what I've heard and what I've seen, they like it. That because I think they get it. They see that old ECW Rhino wants to come out and play, and now he is. You know, you get married and you have a kid and you try to bury that part of you. Well, guess what? I'm divorced and my kid's 18. ECW Rhino wants to come out and play. Let's feed the beast.
Would you say it was that simple to just kind of get you to come back? Because people
it's that simple. Yeah. You know what? People like me, the term, you know, used, you know, in wrestling for years as a baby face and fans, you know, and that's cool. You know, Dick the Bruiser one time said in an interview way back in the day, I didn't change because he was a heel and that he was a baby face. He goes, I didn't change. Society changed. Now, if people see me as a baby face still, well, society's changed, mm-hmm. you know, because that old ECW Rhino, that might be a heel, but if they still like me, then apparently they've changed. So if that makes any sense, if you can follow, if you can pick up what I'm putting down. You know, so, but yeah, so, and it wasn't that easy. It wasn't that hard to get me to come over to that side and, you know, have that side of me, you know, that ECW Rhino come out and play. So
I also think it helps who is side by side with you, because as we've seen, Heath has been missing in action and, he obviously gets a different reaction from fans, but I think, you know, mm-hmm. Not even talking in terms of like babyface and heel, but I think Eric just knows the right way to put something, knows what buttons to push.
Right.
And you guys, you know, right. You're physically imposing all four of you now too. So.
Right. Well, the thing is yeah, Joe Dorian, he's a heater, you know, and it's nice to, he's a heater too. You know, you got, Cody, I mean, he's a scrapper. sometimes I have to, you know, grab them by the belt, the hoop, and pull them back and say, let me take this.
Let me do my
job. You know, because he's a little scrapper. Yeah. But, you know, and you mentioned Heath. People loved Heath and I together. People loved the whole Heath for Impact and all that stuff. But, you know, Heath has got an open door with Impact. Does he have an open door with Violent by Design? That's not my call. That's Eric's call. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to leave Violent by Design. You know, now if he has the opportunity to, you know, with the Holy Waters of Change, if that opportunity is, you know, given to him, great. You know,
I think
people, I don't know. What do fans think? I don't know.
I think people are excited for him to come back, and I think you present an interesting argument. It's not that, are you guys going to get back together? It's kind of like, okay, is he going to be welcomed into this new thing that you have going on? I don't think people are thinking about that part of it as much as maybe they should be, because who knows when he's coming, when he's going to be back.
Right. I say, ditch the kids, ditch the wife, come with us. I want to see that rock and roll Heath Slater. I'm not saying be a deadbeat dad, but come on, they're a drain.
Maybe he makes more money with this, more money for the kids, and who knows?
Right. Hey, I'm not saying don't pay child support. I'm not saying I'm going to be calling your wife if you leave her, and I'm not saying I am or I'm not. I'm not saying family should just split up and ditch responsibility. We're talking about wrestling here. You know, and he's been whole, I've got kids stuff, you know, so that's the only reason why I said, ditch the kids, come with us.
Fair enough.
That's if Eric Young wants them. So
one thing that, one other thing that you could point to, as far as your past together, mm-hmm. in terms of talking about you and Heath, was, you know, you kind of saved his job a few months ago, but you also have the Call Your Shot trophy. So have your plans changed as far as now aligning with Violent by Design? Like, do you kind of still have your sights set on a certain title, or?
No, they've changed, because, you know, now it's just like, in all seriousness, I enjoyed just showing up. What are we doing? Let's go out there and kick ass. And that's the way I've always have, you know, I go out there, you know, I go out there and I do my best, and I do what I do. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going there to, you know, oh, you know, for this or that. It's like, I get to go there and it's like, Eric, what are we doing? You know, and that's fun. You know, when I was with Edge and Christian, it's like, what are we doing? You know, when I was with Carino, what are we doing? So it's fun to do that. You know, it's fun because you can just focus and become better at what you've got to do, opposed to worrying about 10,000 other things. And then by the time you get to the building, you're just like, oh, well, I've got to do this, this, and this. And you just focus on the goal and, you know, going out there in the ring and doing your thing. So, and that's always been my thing. You know, I like to go there and do my thing. You know, some people will call politics or whatever, and, you know, I don't do that, you know, so I just go there and do my thing. And it's easier when I have someone like an Eric Young to tell me, all right, well, we're going to do this. So Eric can do all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So point me in the direction, and that's what we're going to do. So, and it's cool because Impact allows you that opportunity, you know, to go out there and you know, have a chip on your shoulder and go out there and, you know, and do your thing and be the best, you know. And it's great for younger talent because they can kind of develop their own, you know, if you want to call it a character or personality. And you got guys like Tommy Dreamer and Don Callis and Scott, you know, saying, okay, well, your personality is this, let's amplify it, opposed to trying to teach them a personality, because then it comes across as real and it translates well, because it really is their personality amplified, you know, 10,000 times. So That's why I think Impact has been gaining so much success, because their talent is allowed to do that. So
often I'll be specific about Impact talent that I've talked to, especially over the past year or two. They always praise the creative freedom and having that ability to, try things out and have their hand on it. But then I would say you, in contrast, you've kind of been one of the rare exceptions that you've still been successful at just not really having a character, if that comes off the right way. Like you,
right.
When you see Rhino right. on TV, you know you're going to get hard hitting, real quick, like Smash Mouth, gore. Like you, what would you say the secret to your success is in, keeping up that level of intensity and just, really communicating that message that I'm here to hurt somebody without saying very much at all?
Right. And, sometimes you might be classified as one dimensional, and that's okay, because, here's the thing, guys like Matt Hardy, he made such a, he's been with, it was WWF and then Impact Wrestling for years, and he changed his character, and everything he's done really has worked. And he did it in Impact Wrestling, and it got so over, when he was doing Elite and, and all that stuff, and the stuff he did at his house. And, with me, I try to be the same without getting stale. I try not to. I wish I could cut my hair. But that guy that takes his kid, or that guy that tunes in, now it's going to be on Thursday nights, Impact Wrestling, and his 7 or 8 year old son or daughter, he's like, oh, I've watched Rhino in this company called ECW. That's when I was your age watching, or that's when I first started watching wrestling at 14 or whatever it is. Because nobody wants to see their heroes age or change. Now, very few people can do that on such a successful level. Like when Hulk Hogan turned to Hollywood Hogan, that worked. When Matt Hardy changed, that worked. Even Raven's changed a few times and it's worked. But sometimes guys will change their look or their outfit. I try to stay the same. I try, and not only with my appearance, but I try to stay the same as my wrestling, hard hitting, impactful, performance. So they can, say, hey, listen, and, we can try and fight the hand of time, but eventually time will catch up with me. So, but I want to go out, and say, hey, listen, I'm done. Thanks for the ride. Hopefully you watch it on digital stuff. Now I'm cutting my hair. That's why I think I've been very consistent. And that's why I think a lot of people have stuck with me, so they can say, hey, look, because wrestling is generational, mm-hmm. So they can say, they feel that connection.
I think there's a good way to sum it up is, it's on the Impact Wrestling website, but I appreciated the quote. It said, your continued success comes from your approach of gore now, ask questions later. And I don't know how else
right.
to put a bow on that, but that it's just, it works.
Right.
Before I let you go, I wanted to talk really quick about Hardcore Justice. We're talking about how you are remembered from your work for ECW, and there have been past Hardcore Justice events, but this one's really coming from a storyline perspective. Like Scott said, hey, Tommy, you want to, take the book? Like, go ahead, you book the show. Like, does this feel like mm-hmm. in any way a more direct tribute to ECW, or, is there something like more, a little more special about it because, it's it's a Tommy Dreamer production, so to speak?
To be honest with you, I really can't comment on that because I really don't know. You know, Tommy has a big influence in Impact Wrestling. So does Don Callis, and so does, you know, obviously Scott. And Scott would go on the road with me, you know, to a lot of ECW shows. So he knows that flair. So I think the overall product of Impact, if you look at it, and as a brand, it's got that feel of young men and women have a chip on their shoulder, and you have some veterans to encourage them to have that chip on their shoulder and go out there and do their thing and, you know, help them amplify their personalities. And that's what you had back then. You had guys like Terry Funk, you know, helping out the younger guys. And, you know, when I first went in there, Sandman was around for a while. And, you know, Raven was back, and they would help give us ideas. And, you know, and I'm in my early 20s, you know, and I'm just absorbing that, you know, and I'll help anybody out, you know, that. But right now it's nice because, you know, the whole Eric Young thing, you know, and Violent by Design. So as far as Dreamer having a big influence, it would make all the sense in the world. Yeah, I talked to Dreamer, but it's not like, you know, hey, what's going on with the overall show? If that's the case, great, you know, but for me is, you know, we're all in that circle, you know, of text messaging, and Eric, we just, you know, he runs things by us. He tells us what we're going to do and, you know, who I'm going to gore and who I'm not. So.
Or first ask questions.
But as far as Dreamer, yeah, it makes it. Yeah, right. So to this day, it doesn't matter where I'm wrestling. I get ECW chance. So
I do look forward to what you do next, because I know there's still a lot of layers to peel back, so to speak. And this should be taken the right way, but I hope it's a long time before we see you cut your hair.
Right. Well, thank you. Right. Me too. And here's the thing, you know, I really enjoy, and one of the main reasons why I came back to Impact Wrestling, because, you know, I was there for 7 years prior, and, you know, worked with AJ and all the great times I had, you know, in Impact Wrestling. And, you know, to come back and, you know, talk to Scott, and, you know, and he's like, WWE offered me another contract, you know, more than double what I was making, and I wouldn't be on the road all the time. And that's what I didn't, because I can't help the younger talent or give them advice. And I really enjoyed the locker room. I enjoyed my time there. It was great. Some say I was a fool to turn it down, but who knows? After a year, I might have been released when they released a lot of people, you know, when COVID hit. So, you know, the who knows where I could still be there. But my point is I talked with Scott, and I figured, okay, that's the place I'd want to be to work there. Now this Violent by Design, that ECW Rhino can come out, and I can still do independent wrestling, because I can look for the next Rock, the next Austin, the next John Cena, the next Abyss, and then I can present them to Scott and like, listen, take a look at one of these guys or girls, you know, boys or girls, I should say. I should get conditioned to say women or ladies, but yeah, so it's one of those things where it's like, and I can be on the road every weekend. So, and I enjoy that. And hopefully I have many years to do that. So, I wanted to add this. Father Time creeps up on all of us.
Father Time's undefeated. But like you said, you hopefully find the next, so that you leave the business better than you found it, if that's not too big picture. But
right.
I think, you know, your personal happiness, it sounds like you're in a good place. You're enjoying what you're doing on TV. That's paramount, especially this past year has shown us. But you guys can check Rhino out with Violent by Design every week. The premiere moves to the traditional Thursday time slot this week. Check out Hardcore mm-hmm. Justice this weekend, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, brother.